Que Zé Reduz fez à memória, que eu me disse, ok, fez a Zé Reduz fez. É de Alcheira, mas o senhor fala. Ok, so we were talking about Suga of Tvila Bayom. And we saw that she does Rabbi Natan, that Tvila could be Bayom. And we saw that seems to be a machlokas between the Shah and the Chacham Tzvi, whether you could, and we said that he can't come home, the husband can't come home till the night. The wife cannot come home till the night. The wife can't come home till the night. And the Chacham Tzvi says she can't even come into someone else's house. Sort of like a low flu. Even though her husband's not in the other guy's house, the other person's house. So, but it's like a low flu, she should come home. So the more contemporary poskim, they are chiddush. Moshe has a tshuva that she can come home as long as her husband's not home. So this is like, this is going, you know, like the Chasam Sofer was saying his thing, that you can't even come into someone else's house. Because it's like a gzeira. But Moshe says you can even come into your own house if the husband's not home. And then he says even more. What does he say? Even more? That if there are little kids running around. If there are little kids running around, what's the chashash? They're going to go into the bedroom together, right? And then they could be, but if the kids are running around, so the kids are not going to let them alone in the bedroom. So then, but that would be even a greater cooler. So that's a very big cooler. Everybody was never making that to that degree when to go actually go home when both husband and wife are in the house. But that was the rebellious thing. There's not, is he, it's a question of is there a possibility? He says yes. Why is he allowed? I don't know. That's a chiddush that Reb Moshe is saying. That Chasam Sofer says you can't even go to someone else's house. But he's saying that, well, if he's going to be in shul, then even the Chasam Sofer would be moda. But I don't know, is that so poshut? Because if he's asking to go into someone else's house but he's not there, I don't know. I ain't kind of see a double borrow nimtza. But he's not nimtza in Chaverta's house also. And yet he still asks it. And I think that's a big chiddush. I think, I'm not so sure. I think maybe the Chasam Sofer would ask that. Unless you say that Chasam Sofer is choshesh that he could, theoretically come to the friend's house. But does he even know where she is? And then he says, so Moshe has a lot of one cool on the other, but Rav Adi was his only make deal if he's not going to be in the house. He's never make deal when there are kids in the house, because theoretically they could just go into the bedroom and lock the door, even though the kids will be knocking and screaming and yelling, but still up. So again, some people are very machmir in the shayla, some are more makel. The Moshe was more makel. That's the story. But this is a very, big shayla. The Chacham Tzvi was makel. But we should look at the Chacham Tzvi and the broader context of what Chacham Tzvi was talking about. So, because Chacham Tzvi's tshuva, where he says Rav Meir Tam is talking about Yom Shvi. It says Sha'alta al Dvar HaNashim, page 24. So you know, goes Litbol B'Leile Shabbos B'Chamin K'dakim B'Chol. So the women that go to have a Friday night mikvah, and they have a hot mikvah. So the question is, you're not allowed to be immersed in hot water on Shabbos, because you might come to heat up the water on Shabbos. So then what's the heter to have when a woman goes to the mikvah Friday night and she goes in a regular hot mikvah? What's the heter?
It's the corporate assignment, right?
Yeah.
So, it doesn't say what it is. It says, I wrote a tshuva somewhere where I explained in great length the whole Isser, doesn't apply the whole of the Teres Balan, it doesn't apply Shabbos. I explained it somewhere else, but I don't have it.
Yeah.
And we don't have it.
Right.
So what is it? I don't know.
But so the Chacham Tzvi says it's Asser. Says always say, all of a sudden, people this generation, they say, oh, we follow the Chacham Tzvi, we keep one day Yontif, but this Chacham Tzvi, they don't keep. That could go into a cold mikvah on Friday night. That they're not keeping. But the other Chacham Tzvi, they like to keep.
If it's warm all week round, is it like maybe back then they had like keep reheating, right? Like
put
in like a big hole or something, right?
So
is it would be made up if it's like always hot?
No. Because it's a hot there's an issue of bursting in hot water on Shabbos. So Chacham Tzvi says it's awesome. So what do you do if you have a Friday night? So you can tell a woman to go in cold water? It's not going to be so simple either. So what do you do? So today, we follow the what Gabriel was saying from Corbin Asano. He says that it doesn't apply. Merchetz means a bathing house, but it doesn't apply, when you're bathing yourself. But you're just going to the mikveh, that's bathing yourself, maybe the Gezeira doesn't apply. That was the Corbin Nazanos. But the Chacham Tzvi says, well, who says? Who says? So what's the Chacham Tzvi's Eitzah? So he has an Eitzah. He says, I'm not going to make you, I hold going at night, hot water is asa, but I'm not going to make the woman go in cold water, so what's the etzem? So this is what he says. So it says, some chacham said, they could, so one chacham said to let them go in the daytime, Friday in the daytime with the Rabbeinu Tam. And then he says going to the daytime is not so kosher because we saw it, right? The shilkos we saw yesterday. Says it's not good even for the heaven. And to go at night, look what he writes on page 24 at the bottom. Katfila b'lo Shabbos b'chamin vade asura aliba dekuri alma. He says to go at night is also kuri alma. So you can't go in the day. Going in the day is not so partial because not everyone agrees. And go at night is also awesome because it's hot water. So what do you do? So he has an Asa. So he says, so you should go Bein HaShemashos. Because the whole idea of going to the mikveh, and hot water and Shabbos is a Zerid Rabbana. He might come to heat up the water on Shabbos. But with some Shmusin, some Din of the Rabbana, they weren't goes there being a Shmashus. So that's what he says on page 25. So that was his suggestion. I should go Bein HaShemashos. And the word goes to Shmuz Bein HaShemashos. It says on page 26. We call Mokam Halacha Lamaisa Nirali Livsok the Peisik Mitzvah Kitfilas Isha. The Husha Sakhak, the Feed of Ram, she is Stinis with Funakas Hain, Gefter Lem Binyan Acher, Mutu Lem Litwal Beda Shmoshus, Shumo Tovuli De Safik, Maisa Lamechus, and the Kedahu Rabbeinu Tam, Lusma Halav Shalom Shasakhak, Toshkim Zerid Rabban. So he says you could, and Beda Shmoshus, you can rely on Rabbeinu Tam. So even though he doesn't want you to rely on Rabbi Tam Stam, but here is a Shasa Chak, they're doing it Bein HaShemashos. So they can rely on Rabbi Tam. So say Sov Dover Halacha L'Maisa and Yomer She'Eimam L'Nosh Litbol B'Chamim L'Nosh Shabbos. So he says, I don't want them to go to the mikvah Friday night because it's hot. I don't want them to go in the daytime because some shittos hold that it's aser. I mean, and even for the Evid. So one possibility is to bowl, but so many will if you go to cold mikvah on Shabbos, or hafogas tzinosam to take out the chill, so it won't be called chamin. Oh, but sorry, Shabbos. If you have Shabbos, call hamur yatiru lehem litbol bein hashmoshes. Lo tavonu lebatei mar alayla. Yosef yizem yudeim lahatir lehem klal uklal. Wow. So he doesn't even like the Bein HaShemashos kula. He says, really, the first thing is they go at night, and the mikveh is not hot, it's just removing the chill. So we'll go Motzai Shabbos, or go Beis Shoshes, and don't come home till night. So this is the Chacham Tzvi's tshuva. Well, he's very strict here. Yeah.
When he says you'll go to Beis Shoshes, why is it only, why is that only in this case with the mitzvah? What he just look, is it low go through a cloud or low go through the sort of mitzvah of Beis Shoshes? I mean, when you allow you to sound like you allow you to just take a warm bath on
Shia
on Friday afternoon,
Yeah, it's a tzorach, it's a mitzvah.
So is it gozer or logos? Logos for only when you add together the
yeah, that's the question. When do you say logos? You don't know. Is it for sure that they weren't going, you know, so it's a tzirif. It's another tzirif. Yeah, someone had their hand up. Jeremy, someone had their hand up. You're real? Yeah, okay. Okay, so that's the story. So but Elisha was a very, trailblazer, what I mean? And he claims even the Chassam Sofer would agree. Now, if you look on page 21, the Ramah, says that Kalos before her wedding. A tovos kodem a chupa, you follow sleep all by yom. They can be tovel in the daytime, even if it's the seventh day. The loboy meitzel a chasen on a laila, because they're not going to be siached. They'll get married, but they won't. At the time the yichud is, it's going to be already dark, so then it'll be okay. The Shach says, "Nira ha'ayin adafli d'archa kalos ena tovlos b'shvi." It's only because the kalos weren't usually with tovel before them. It was already faced the eighth day that they were tovel, or whatever the ninth day. Of a mokum shachal told the shvi, or the didan imimur latfila b'shvi, kion chen skalkal b'si rasa, das tovels b'yad lacha shiva, eni holud bol b'yom. Now b'yom shvi lav m'shum shach b'idu m'chud m'tzvi, el m'shum shem m'tira v'tistor, but m'shul fevin says, zovel l'afrei, to be isa. So he doesn't want to be made of the shach, even for kalos.
What's he saying?
Shemit
parents, they won't be together.
Right, but still, it's gzeira. Because he wasn't like he was low plug on the gzeira. So the double revava, page 22. He's going to ask you a question, Moshe Gordon. Dvarv Tzarchi, you see page 22 in the Otsum Farsh from there. It says, Dvarv Tzarchin, the Haheter, Mishum Shem Avino, Sayyid Salachasim, the King Yeshal of Olubibilas Lava. Avo Kikin Molo Libo Shalabuchas Yaakov, Lach Lokal Shachav, Shehigish Gamkin Batsakazum, Komok Mishasatak Nirlani and Adil Hakal. Avo Shalabido Kupat says, Chav Mamish, Alamid Chubb Yom Lusmok Shem Yahadim. In other words, he says, if they make the chuppah at night, so then you can be makel. But if they're going to make the chuppah in the day, they're just only going to have yichud at night, then you shouldn't. So the shach is, he was never like the Rabbi Tam says Yom Shvi, and even the Kalas is his machmer. But the Chacham did argue with him, even though the Chacham Tzvi itself is not so keen on the thing. That's the story. Okay, so that's that is the story. Let's look. You have the supplement, the packet 21. So first, Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes, on page 1 in Packet 21, on the left, in Minah Ve'ir B'Shvil Vilas HaKala, Barazkim V'Shud Avodi V'Gershuni V'Shus Shud Panim Me'iros V'Tiferes L'Moshe V'Teres Lugbo B'Yom Shvi Achanei Tzachama D'Lokach Shach. He says that all these achronim permit the kala to be tovel in the daytime. But if the minhag ha'ir is to follow the shach, then so be it. Then there's an even a discussion here about are you allowed to get married at night? He said, "Davar ze ein li solo b'rishon v'achron." But the Shulchan Aruch calls it ve'ein l'gar shel chatchila b'layla. The Shulchan Aruch says you shouldn't give a get chatchila at night. Mekor hadin b'divrei marim mints. Yishu shekibul get b'layla inu gureshes v'kein hu kedushin. Avokim stars have a feel belila. This get is like Tchilas Din. So like a Din Torah is Balak Bayom. Lom Kedusha lo viatam. Yeah. Medina get belila. Hello, Lubidina. The Raisa ain't a get. Kangani on Kedusha Mishim the Tsiviyotza Raisa. Right? Maybe. So that's a question. Look, our minhag is not this way. We get married at night. So that was one part of the tshuva. The other part of the tshuva is about going to the mikveh for the kala. So the shach didn't like if she goes in the day. So it depends on the minhag ha'makom. Okay, so that was the now the tshuva me'ava on page 3. That's the laws of Lechmas, the Talmud of the Node of Yehuda. He says, "Near the Hainu Dafka would be done, while the Mokhav Shakalas Tovos in the Yicholutbo Bayom. For he sigul of Achronim." So then he quotes all the Achronim that argue with the Shach. The Mokhav Shakalas Tovos in the Yicholutbo Bayom. Well, both of you, Mido Chupat says, Chavim Mamish, and allow me to hold beyond this book, the aim of the Laila, Lom Hani. That was the whole Shabbat, Shaylazu, the Fanat Taisa, the Shul, the Mora, Achet, Tvar Nogu, the Hakka, the Gamma, the Dasakron. Adim Gamma Chupayom, will Koshut. He says, but the minute is even if you have the Chupa Bayom, you should go. As long as it's not Mesiachet, even if they have the Chupa Bayom. There was the discussion was that they have the Chupa Bayom and they want Mesiachet to Lila, or something, you know, who says, but if that the Chupa should be by Lila. But he's saying, even the Chupa Bayom, it's okay. But then the sefer called Kokos Guzman. You know that sefer called Guzman? From Avram Yeshua Heschel Bleich. He's related to Reuven Bleich. You guys don't know Rav Reuven Bleich. He used to be here. It was a year, a very interesting Jew. He lived in Barbach. And then, you know, he learned here at YU, and then he had his life, his career. And then he decided when he was like 70 years old, he was going to come back for Smicha. So he came here and basically he took responsibility for all the Russians in YU to make sure, you know, that they were okay. And then he went to Eretz Yisrael, he's in Eretz Yisrael. But so his son wrote a sefer called Chokhmas Man. Basically, this fellow, Okuzman Reuven Bleich, his son-in-law is a Rosh Shiva in the Mir in Brooklyn, the one who was here while you were with the Russians. We used to go back to Brooklyn together. Third, you know. So his son wrote the Sefer Hilchas Lida. So I met him at a wedding. So I asked him, how did he come about writing the Sefer? So basically he said when he was getting married and all his friends were getting married, so they had all these shilas in Lida, and they asked all different rabbanim and they got different answers. So he compilated it, all the different shilas that came up and all the different rabbanim and all the different poskim, and he put together one book called Chokhmas Man. So he has this. He has this tshuva. It's a startling tshuva from a Ephraim Greenblatt from Memphis. He was Rav Nachman's nephew, even though they were close in age. It was a nephew, so it was a difference. I stayed by Ephraim Greenblatt once with Rav Sobolovsky. He stayed. What?
The bed.
So he tells the following story. Ira b'chasen b'leil shishi. Someone got married on Thursday night. Shaisa adayim nida. So she was a nida. She wasn't able to go to the mikveh before the wedding. This is in the supplement packet 7. Supplement. Yeah, you got it? The second column. The nigmar chasana was shalosh. The chasana ended 3 in the morning. So the states at 3 in the morning, you're not going to find the mikvah to go to. That's open. But one wants a mikvah psucha. So it was. So basically, this was Thursday night. So she wasn't able to go after the wedding. Rotsa Litbo Lufnei Shabbos. So she wanted to go before Shabbos. Barav Asala. In other words, she wants to go in the day, Friday in the day. So she couldn't get a Rav to be, the Rav that she asked said, no, you can't go. V'chazal lo hiskaber ubal b'leil Shabbos kodesh. But he was nichshal. He wasn't able to control himself, and he just got married. And it was, if he would have let him go on Friday, he would have gone, and then they would have had to remain at town. But they didn't. They didn't give him, let him, you know. And then he was nichshal. So he's crying, called him Rabbi Grima, crying that, you know, he was nifshal. So he asked to have shkidu shuva, etc. Is that garb lachlit shabashots, hatsorak his lachlit shkia bev shabbos kodesh? So he said, from this story, he said, you see that, you should give. To be made. So he tells another story. The Kalsha is Kalkala Misirasa. She miscalculated the calculation of the Zainakim. So I guess she thought she could go earlier, and she couldn't. Bizman tfilasa haya b'leil Shabbos Kodesh. So she didn't get it. So her mikveh night was leil Shabbos Kodesh, and she wanted to be tovel on Friday, lifnei Shabbos Shever Brachos. That was a Shabbos Shever Brachos, and she wanted to tovel. But Rav Asala, I don't know if it's the same Rav or someone else. The Ozla b'emta sudas a Shever Brachos. So what happened? So he had to leave in the middle of Shavuot Brachos when on Shabbos, on the Shabbos Shavuot Brachos. And it was a half an hour walk. So Bekitzer, you know, what he's pointing at is that it's nice that they have these chumras, but sometimes, you know, it could cause a tremendous mikshal. That's the story of the games. And that's what he was saying. Yes, I mean, the both cases were chuppas nida. Okay, everybody, so we'll continue Bez Hashem on Monday. And the next packet about Ketuvah B'Zman HaMitzvah, packet 22, Bez Hashem. Okay. Kol Tov, have a good day. Thank you. Yes, sir.
Something so largely based on just like a little bit of empathy, you know? It's like, it's crazy how like this story is like, I'm going to pass it differently just because somebody was crushed over. Like,
isn't that guy now?
Yeah. What a horrible story, right? Like, this is just got married and like, now he feels like,
yeah,
it's supposed to be like a turning over a new leaf in life, whatever.
Yeah, a fresh leaf, that's a one jump then, fresh start.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And all this, we won't open the bakers, right?
Yeah.
But, and all this, we won't open the bakers,
right? Yeah.
Right? No.
You like
it. Wait, it sounds good. Anybody else not getting like,
I don't get to thank you. Even as a trader.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
There's not just like
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah
Deets, Deets. After our Deets. Should we shut it off? Put it on for the next year.